Christ Living Word for You on KNNA 95.7 FM, The Cross.
Is your radio on the fritz? Don't want to carry around the home computer to listen to us on the internet? Well, then try our new app. Visit the App Store for either your Android or Apple device and download the KNNA app.
Hi, this is old lovable Jack Kirk, your host on FM 95.7's Big Band program, When Music Was Music. A journey back in time to the time when America danced her cares away to the great tunes of the great bands.
And I'm Sweet Callie Kay, and we're live and in living color every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on The Cross FM 95.7. If you like swinging music, then we think our program is just what you're looking for.
We get together every Friday night to listen to or even dance the week's cares away in our radio make-believe ballroom to the songs of Count Basie, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, and more.
And you can, too, when you tune your radio to The Cross FM 95.7 KNNA right here in Lincoln. Join us and all our radio friends every Friday night beginning at 7 p.m. on When Music Was Music.
Since 1776, American involvement in military actions and wars have been almost more numerous than any care to count. There have been hundreds of times our service people have been dispatched, and they went, and they served valiantly and always honorably. However, it proves practically again and again that freedom is never free. Freedom requires constant vigilance, devotion, determination, courage, sacrifice, even to the placing of one's life on the line to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and to ensure that our people and our way of life is preserved to ourselves and our children's children. Sometimes one's life is the price. Men and women serving in the United States Marine Corps, the United States Navy, the United States Army, the United States Air Force, the United States Coast Guard have answered that call. Their selflessness, their devotion to duty, the pledging of their lives for America and her Constitution have served to preserve this nation throughout her history. They remain on watch so that you and I, everyday Americans, can build our homes and families in peace and attend school, go to our jobs, enjoy the blessings of liberty in our lives, and sleep in safety every night in our beds without fear. To you all who are now serving or who have served in the past, from all of us at KNNALP FM 95.7, we send you our deepest and sincerest thank you. You will never be forgotten.
FM, The Cross functions entirely on volunteer work. However, without you, there is no radio station. If you would like to see this station continue its mission outreach to the Lincoln community and the world, please consider a donation. More information can be found at www.thecross957.org. Our email is info@thecross957.org. That's info@thecross957.org. Thank you.
By listening to Off on a Tangent on KNNA, you are agreeing to be bound by the terms of the End Listener License Agreement. Please listen carefully. You agree to hold the lowest possible expectations of this show's guests and hosts. You agree to not follow any instructions given by the hosts or guests. If you do choose to follow instructions, KNNA and the hosts and guests are not responsible for any losses, such as loss of your job, children, livestock, or your spouse's unused and completely unjustifiable collection of mason jars. You agree that at any time we may choose to surgically implant an FM receiver and a loudspeaker in a body cavity of our choice. You agree that you will not use this program for any purposes prohibited by the United States, including the development, design, manufacture, or production of missiles or nuclear, chemical, or biological weapons. You agree to, immediately following this program, seek out psychological counseling and medication of any kind. I hear psychotropics work best. KNNA and its hosts, guests, and sponsors are not responsible for any unfortunate, odd, or hilarious accident while you are listening to this program. If you laugh, that's your fault and is certainly not the intention of KNNA or its sponsors. In addition, we may change all or part of the end listener license agreement at any time during, after, before, or ontologically prior to this program. You will not be notified of these changes, but your continued listening to or even thinking about this program constitutes your enthusiastic agreement. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the following programs, suckers.
This is Off on a Tangent.
We're live, June 17th. And tonight, we're going to start with U2, one of my dad's favorite bands. This is their song, Magnificent. We'll be right back. Magnificent by U2 on Off on a Tangent. Thank you for joining us this evening. I kind of got a special playlist. This is a playlist that my dad would have. So, and it's far better than my mom's, if you remember that one. Oof. Yeah, that was not good.
We made it. We survived.
We survived, but that wasn't my proudest moment. But that was for my mother. But tonight's playlist is all about my father. So,
what was one song on your mom's playlist?
Air Supply. The Carpenters.
I still have flashbacks.
Well, the Carpenters had a couple of good songs, didn't they?
Maybe.
This wasn't one of them.
No, it wasn't. The Bee Gees.
By the way, we have a guest here tonight.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi,
that
Justin.
That was Adam.
I'm Adam,
and,
yes.
And I'm Eric.
And I'm Captain Kirk.
Over in the corner is Captain mm-hmm. Kirk. And yes, Justin, our illustrious guest, is back.
Hello, Radio World.
Yes. Yep. So,
does this make your third or fourth appearance? Can we say appearance for a radio?
Yeah.
This is my sixth appearance.
Sixth?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. All
right.
I've been counting.
Nice. Yeah. This is I don't know how many appearances I've made on this show. Well, it's my show, but
I think you've missed one.
One or two.
One or two.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adam, walk us through that first show. What was that like?
Jim texts me. He's like, hey, remember that idea you have? I'm like, yeah. Well, we're going to do it. Okay. When? In about an hour.
That's not how it quite was, but it was pretty fast.
It was pretty quickly.
Well, you were so indecisive about it. You were teetering, and I finally just kind of pushed you over the edge.
Well, I've been talking about it for so long, and I came over once to your house just to kind of get my feet wet a little bit and record a...
Yeah, we were trying to record a show with two mics, and it wasn't working.
No.
Because I didn't know what I was doing then.
No. You knew a lot more than I did.
That was well over a year. Was that almost 2 years ago now?
No, not 2 years, but well over a year.
Yeah.
Then I think you texted me like, hey, we're going to do this show or not. And I said, well, we better get going on it. And
yeah.
Then
we came up here. We actually came up here when the mm-hmm. studio was a tiny little closet.
Mm-hmm.
And we recorded the first one.
It was just you and me.
It was just you and I.
Yep.
And it was okay. And then we did it a second time. And at the end of that one, we both said, we need a third person.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just,
well, we didn't need to say that, but we brought in a third person. That was Chris Morendi, the pastor here. And yeah. Then you and I, you know, we just said we need the third person the whole time.
Because it really helped.
It was
really, really helped.
Yep. It was a big help.
And then Eric stepped in.
Yeah, yeah.
And then David stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just kind of grew from
had guests. We've had the old vicar on.
Yep. And Vicar Williams.
Yep. And yep. The new one won't, your current one won't come on, but that's all right. But, who else we had? Your wife and...
Yep, Violet and her friend Emmy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We've had Eric's wife Lacey mm-hmm. on. Justin, of course. And David was a guest at first,
mm-hmm.
and then he became mm-hmm. one of our hosts.
Callie
and her friend Ashley
yep.
have been on here.
Mm-hmm. Aaron. Aaron Winkleman.
Aaron Winkleman was on.
Once.
That
was a lot of fun.
I feel bad leaving anybody else out, but I can't.
All you've done, we've done probably.
We've got Ben the Millennial, but he's not here today.
Yeah.
He hasn't officially. Wait, no, he was on last week. Last week, wasn't he?
Yeah.
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 Because you weren't here.
Because I wasn't here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he had a mic.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, he's always been here. We just make fun of him in the corner and don't give him a mic.
Yeah. So. Which is appropriate.
I feel like we owe him at least that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that was a great opening.
Yeah, that's the beginning of the show in a nutshell for you, mm-hmm. Justin.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So tonight's playlist is all about my dad.
I like that segue. That was smooth.
Yeah.
That was good.
Was it?
No.
That's what I thought.
You were talking about Father's Day
in
your playlist.
That's yes. These are all songs that I grew up hearing my dad play in his collection now. His phone, which he barely knows how to use. Last time I was home, he actually had a Bluetooth stereo outside in his back patio, like an outdoor speaker setup.
Nice.
And I asked him, "How do you work in this?" Oh, I got a setup through my phone. I almost spit out my beer that I was drinking. He was like, "What? How did you figure this out? He can't even remember a password if his life depended on it." Then he found out that like he had songs on his phone. So like, jeez, I didn't realize that. So, that was a little surprising.
Happy Father's Day, Adam's dad. He's,
yeah.
making fun of you.
he wouldn't expect anything less.
Enjoy that Bluetooth.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So
did he make the leap from cassette tapes straight to songs on his phone to the Bluetooth?
Right, those records, wasn't it?
Eight track.
Eight track.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. Favorite.
Yeah. So
there's not very many people who even know what that is.
Mm-hmm. I think he had a little issue with CDs at first, but that's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's not a thing like you have to download it, then remember a password, blah blah blah. You're on your iPhone, iTunes. So
my parents would never let that down if I made fun of them like that.
Well, I think I've bashed people worse on this show than that, to be honest with you. So
okay, let's turn it around here, Adam.
All right,
what is one of the best things your dad has ever done for you?
Best thing? He's helped me out financially from time to time, and a lot less in the recent years because I've grown up. But he has really helped out financially. You know, he never really given anything to me. Well, he has given plenty to me though, but I've never asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he just kind of gives stuff.
He's
like, here you go.
You now.
Your mom's texting.
Oh
you.
No!
You're in the doghouse now.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, we're listening and laughing with you. Yes, mother. Well, by the way, I'm going to get in big trouble for calling my mom mother. Seriously, she does not like it. So
just don't talk to him anymore. Okay, don't talk to Adam anymore. Give him the silent treatment.
So yeah, Dad has pulled me through a lot of tough situations. I remember going through unemployment for a while, and Mom and Dad really kind of said, you're not going to go homeless though, but you need to find a job, kind of thing. And you know, so they helped me out through that. They've
good.
Given, you know, that's the biggest thing. And they've also brought me up in a very disciplined way. Mm-hmm. So
did you inherit some of your musical taste from your dad?
I think it's my dad.
Yeah,
be honest, because it's obviously not my mom. However, there is one song on this playlist that I am not too thrilled to play, but this is for my dad. But not this one. This is a good
one. This one.
Oh,
okay.
I like this one.
Yeah.
What is this?
This is Crash Test Dummies with
I can actually hit those notes.
Can you?
Nice. This kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul. Finally made her
Crash Test Dummies. Do the, you can do it. Nice.
Once there
now harmony. Harmony, ready, go.
We're not that talented.
No, we're not.
So.
Can I just read real quick?
Yeah.
Nope.
I got to share with you my text that I gave to Eric. Eric picked me up tonight. And I know he just got a brand new vehicle. So I texted him. I go, Eric, do you mind if I'm sipping on a soda. Do you mind if I bring that with me? Or are you like not having open containers in your new vehicle yet? And he texts me a picture of a hand. I'm like, what is this? So then he goes on, oh, by this hand, I mean you may bring it. Okay, so now I'm going to do that for other people now when they ask me, like, hey, can you come into work early? I'm just going to text them a picture of a hand.
It was a thumbs up.
Let me see.
This is genuinely like hanging out at the bar right now, which is pretty much what, you know, the idea behind this show. But this is basically it. I don't know what else to say about this. So.
I didn't know either.
I want to see.
Thumbs up. It's an affirmative kind of thing.
But I was
that you do that all the time. That's how that's how you acknowledge you got a text, you know, you do the thumbs up.
But I wasn't sure if he was thumbs up as to, yes, you may bring it, or thumbs up, yes, it's a new vehicle, don't bring your drink in
right.
with you.
Or, thumbs up like it means in Asia, which is not appropriate for radio.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's like an exam of some sort, right?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it's very similar to the middle finger, so.
Right.
Anyway, you were in a melodrama. It just finished up.
Yeah. Last week.
And I went and saw that, and I got to say, I was probably the youngest person in that audience.
I bet you were.
By about 40 years.
Yep.
It was.
When did you go, though?
I went Sunday afternoon.
Okay, oh, well, that's why.
That's your problem. Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah, that's why.
Any young people who show up to shows, and I know this because I did musical theater for several years, too.
Really?
The Friday and Saturday night people are the as young people as you're going to get.
If yep.
young
people. And Sunday afternoon is the
right.
the blue haired.
That's yeah, the exactly. Sunday afternoon's the retirement.
Also Thursday night.
Yep.
If you do Thursday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But
anyway, back. Sorry.
No, I'll just tell you a little bit about it. The melodrama started in 1987 in a little town called Goner, Nebraska.
Goner.
And it was supposed to be...
Is there a worse-sounding name for a town than Goner?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But how you spell Goner is really weird, too.
I mean, it's like G-O-E...
It's a really long word. It's like G-O-E-H. Mm-hmm.
G-O-E-H-N-E-R.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Not G-O-N-E-R like I would have liked it to be.
Goner!
Goner.
Yeah. It's not that exciting.
No, but they decided to do a melodrama just to celebrate their bicentennial. And so they said, all right, we'll do one show, one night.
I wasn't expecting you going in that direction.
But
okay, go ahead.
So anyway, they did that. And then,
Sorry.
Sorry, go ahead. That wasn't what I was expecting.
I just have no words.
So bicentennial, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And... then one show became two, which became three, and then they started to do a week worth of shows, and pretty soon they were doing, at one point, 35 shows. They would do 35 shows in a row. They would do it for like a whole month straight.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then in 2007, their director and their main actor passed away, and so they went from 2007 to 2013 without doing it.
Yeah.
And they wanted to bring it back up again, but the building that they used had been turned into a church. So they were looking for a new place, and there was an abandoned church in Seward that they decided to... do you even remember that? They said it at the intro. They said, well, they changed our old theater into a church, so we decided to...
Take over an old church.
And turn it into a theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in Seward, they have now the... they have a live theater, and... And I don't know the entire story about this, but they qualified for some kind of a grant or whatever, and the Lead Center here in Lincoln bought them... theater lights.
Yeah.
They apply for a grant or something, and they got it, so they have like 30 or 40 lights that are identical to what they have hanging in the Lead Center.
Yeah, yeah.
In so our theater.
Proper That's impressive. Lighting,
yeah, yeah, proper lighting.
Wow.
And proper sound. So, and they went in and they put those in, and it's like, you're performing in front of a train. It's like
you can't see anyone in the audience,
right? You can't see anybody. If you guys were quiet and got up and left, we'd never know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of tragic.
But it means you don't need to picture anybody naked or in their underwear while you're on stage.
You can't see them.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. In that show, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because the one I went to.
Right. No, but it's really interactive.
Oh, come on. That was funny.
My joke was better.
I know, but still, come on.
Well, that one fell flat.
Yeah. Where's that laugh? Where's that last sound effect?
It'd be too delayed now. Okay. Missed the moment. We missed the moment.
We've got time, right?
Yeah. Well, Ben would do it 3 minutes later.
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, so anyway.
So that's the story of the melodrama. Mm-hmm. We know we do it every June. But we only do 14 shows. We decided not to do... They were doing 35 shows straight, I mean, every year. And I think that would just be too exhausting. And actors. Try to find 17 people that are willing to do 35 shows.
Well, don't tell the people at the stage theater. Don't give them ideas because they'll do that.
Hey, stage theater, we're one up on you.
Stop.
What do you do? 14 shows?
That's too many.
35, baby.
That is a lot. That's a lot of performances.
Yeah.
But you guys are listening to Off on a Tangent here on KNNA 95.7 FM here in Lincoln, Nebraska. We're also an LP radio station, so if you are leaving Lincoln, you're probably going to start losing reception. But don't fret. We've got an app that you guys can download, and you can listen to us anywhere in the world or go on the website at thecross957.org. Mm-hmm. And also, if you're missing any of these shows because you have to turn it off or Adam's making really bad jokes and you want to turn it off, you can go to the archive.
No one's going to blame me if you do.
You can go to the archive on the website, too, and you can listen to some previous shows as well.
You can also post or send us a message on facebook.com/offonatangentradio. Mm-hmm. And we've had some listeners do that the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. So is it the Bowmans?
Adam and Meg.
So it's been great to see them interacting a little bit.
Definitely.
So it's great to hear from them. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you guys ever want to, you can be our guests on the show. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Adam and Meg, we're inviting you. Official invite right here.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a message on Facebook. We'll work something out.
All right.
Not like we're desperate or anything.
Well, some of us are.
Mm-hmm. You sounded pretty desperate when you asked me.
You were
desperate to come on.
so Adam, you invited Justin first.
Well, we went out. We had three of us had dinner Thursday night, and we started talking. And I just said, Justin, you're always welcome to come on. And he was like, well, I really want to come on Saturday night. And I said, all right, you're really coming on. Your sixth time. Right? Six.
Is that really how it went?
No, it's not.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I was talking about my favorite bowling shows on Saturday night.
And Adam and I said, oh my gosh, we have to get him out of that house.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Great story.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happens without a topic list, people.
Right. Yes.
Song?
Song.
It is a song. Yeah, is this a back-to-back one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, it is bottom of the hour. I kind of lost track of what I was doing. All right. So what is this one?
This is a song that my dad's going to bob his head to. Yeah. This is Boys Don't Cry with I Wanna Be a Cowboy.
I wanna be a cowboy.
idea. I see a puff of smoke. Indian on the warpath.
White man speaking with forked tongue, isn't it?
Or not. I wanna be a cowboy. And you can be my cowgirl. I wanna be a cowboy. And you can be my cowgirl.
That was the Cars with Drive on Off on a Tangent. Little special one for my dad. He loved the Cars.
Do you remember this song? Just reminded me of, or it just made me think of the movie Gone in 60 Seconds, which is the remake, the newer one with Nicolas Cage. And the soundtrack for that movie was really cool. Do you remember that at all?
In what movie?
Gone in 60 Seconds.
I don't remember the soundtrack.
I've seen that movie once. I don't really remember the soundtrack.
It was one that I watched over and over and over again. And it was all, you know, car-themed songs, but a lot. Right. It was also older music. This song reminded me of this. Of that movie. I don't know if it was in there or if it was in the movie or if it was another song.
That song didn't sound like a thing for Gone in 60 Seconds, to be honest.
No, that's what I was thinking.
But
I don't know. But the music for that movie was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And a lot of variety and
all that. Don't you like it when a soundtrack is just great music?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have quite a few of those that...
That really adds to the story.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're using, say, watching a horror film, and then you have the lack of soundtrack music, that really adds to the suspense. So that's different when you've got that type of storyline. But when it comes to other shows, other movies, that soundtrack really makes a big, big difference.
Two horror movies that come to mind right away that have great soundtracks are the original movie Scream. You remember that one?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Has
I
a
never
great
watched that.
Sound. Really? You've never seen Scream?
Nope.
No. We're going to have to go watch that.
Horror movies just aren't my thing. Well, really, movies in general are just...
Scream was like the rebirth of the horror movie. For the 90s,
right.
Though,
I think
right?
it was. Mm-hmm. It really was. And was then it? The other one was called I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Had a great soundtrack.
Nice.
I have both. They're really good.
So, speaking of movies,
you said,
Justin, there's a couple of movies that you've seen recently.
I saw two really good movies here. I'd say in the past month, it was kind of hard to do with the melodrama.
That's a lot of you take a lot of time to do the melodrama. I mean, like you said, when you got done with that, after the show, you said it's like we were working on that for over 2 months.
Yep, two months of rehearsal from 7 to 10 Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's dedication,
and then performances. So.
Right.
It's a time commitment, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, because we packed the house. We had 140 people every show.
Yep.
So 14 shows, 140 people.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And I forgot to tell you that most of the money that we take, I mean, we obviously use it for costumes that we get.
We sell the tickets.
Take
and then
in.
We also
money
the
that we take in. That's a better way of saying it. It goes into scholarships.
Acquisitions.
Yeah. So we,
scholarships.
Scholarships. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't pocket it. So it all goes to someone else.
Good.
Nice. So, anyway, two movies I saw that were really good. One was called Patterson, and the other movie was called Get Out. And I'll just read you Patterson because no one's heard of it that I've talked to, but I really liked it.
No.
Did you see the latest Star Wars movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lead actor is the guy that was the son of Han and Leia.
Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He plays the...
I don't know his actual name.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh.
I just know him as Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, he's the star
Adam
actor.
Driver is his name.
Yes, that's it.
Adam Driver.
He's actually a really interesting... He was a Marine.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, he signed up right after 9/11. And I don't know if he was in for a few years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he saw any action, but then... He discharged and became an actor. Went to Juilliard and all that. Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Anyway, this is the synopsis that IMDb.com gives for it. It says, a quiet observation of the triumphs and defeats of daily life, along with the poetry evident in its smallest details. Pluggedin.com, it's a Christian movie site. They said that the movie critic says, this is a movie where, in a film that where hardly anything happens, a lot happens. And basically it's all about this guy who is in the movie is a bus driver. Nothing. And from the average eye, he just looks like your common everyday ordinary bus driver, not much going on. And that's just one small piece of his life. And when he's not driving the bus, he's out writing poetry, talking with other poets. And he just has all these dreams and aspirations, and he shares them with his wife and the people that he comes in contact with daily. And there's just so... I mean, it just... It, it makes his life seem so profound, mm-hmm. but only probably in his world would anyone see that as being profound, mm-hmm. because if you saw this guy, you would probably on the street, you wouldn't think much of him. Mm. But anyway, I liked that description of the movie. Where
is that a like an indie film?
Definitely.
Like you it's like you played at a special theater.
Artsy fartsy movie. Yes.
Right. Right.
Definitely. I think it played at the Ross here in Lincoln. If you've ever heard of
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for the Ross.
I think the Ross played it. I don't think it played okay. anywhere else.
Like
Oh, wow.
On that note, here's yeah. Coldplay.
Yeah, Coldplay Clocks.
Tides that I tried to swim again.
Coldplay with Clocks on Off on a Tangent. Mr. Rodent.
Yeah. Roderick Rodent.
Roderick Rodent? That was your stage name on the melodrama show.
Yep, I've been Montagu Leach. I've been Roderick Rodent. I mean, I've played some crazy melodramatic characters.
So you were talking about some movies that we haven't heard of, and kind of indie, yes, independent movies.
Yes, the first one was called Patterson.
Right.
Definitely worth it. Mm-hmm. The second one was actually mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
It was called,
really?
It was called Get Out. And it says, it's time for a young African-American to meet with his wife's girlfriend's parents. His white's girlfriend's parents for a weekend in their seduced estate in the woods. But before long, the friendly and polite ambience will give way to a nightmare.
Mm.
So it's a horror movie.
It's a suspense / horror.
Okay.
You know, when I think horror movies, I think of like Nightmare on Elm Street. And,
oh, yeah.
And okay. This isn't so much that as suspense. Kind of keep you on the edge of your seat. You know,
but there wasn't any like blood and gore and all that.
There was a little. Okay. There was a little, yeah.
All right.
Not too much, but Get Out is actually in your Redbox, local Redbox right now, or if you live in Seward at the Movie Place Video, it's definitely worth a rental.
All right.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for
Would You Rather?
Would You Rather? Come on down.
Would you rather watch Patterson or Get Out? Okay. So
just get out. Just get out. Okay, first question. Are you guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Tried.
First question. Let's see if we can wake up over here.
Yeah.
Eric and I are just kind of out of it tonight.
Oh, man. It's amazing.
Okay.
Coffee doesn't even work anymore. Listen to this, kids. You won't have coffee for your whole life.
Would you rather, as a man, always wear cowboy boots on the wrong feet,
ooh,
or always wear 3-inch heels?
It's about the same, isn't it? Because cowboy boots have heels on them that are like an inch tall.
Not all of them. No, they vary like all sorts of other shoes do. Yeah.
So are these 3-inch heels cowboy boots or any shoe that we want?
I don't know.
Yeah, because they could be platform shoes with 3-inch heels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could go for that.
Mm-hmm.
I could make that work.
That's a good question. I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Because, I'd rather just go barefoot than wear cowboy boots.
On the wrong feet, no less. Yeah. Yeah, I'm voting for the 3-inch heels.
Yep, 3-inch heels.
I can choose the style. I can make it work.
3-inch. How long is it? How long is 3 inches?
I don't know.
Phone?
Like that.
It's about the length of your index finger.
That.
This? Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That is 3 inches.
Eric, not that finger.
Oh.
It's about the length of your index finger. Adult size index finger is about 3 inches.
Okay. I would definitely do the high heels.
The high heels? I think it would
make me look fabulous.
It would make your legs look great.
That'd be nice.
That's what I was going to say.
I was thinking the new LeBron James 3-inch shoes, you know.
3-inch shoes?
3-inch.
3-inch shoes? Oh, okay.
Ah.
All right.
We're
not
awake tonight.
Yeah.
No, we're not. Okay, next question. Moving on. Would you rather spend the night in a dark cemetery or in a supposed haunted house? Would you rather spend the night in a dark cemetery or in a supposed haunted house?
Cemetery.
Haunted house.
Why?
What? Why?
Why?
Because I've spent the night in a cemetery. It was boring and cold.
Wait, okay.
Hold on.
Why? Why were you spending a night in a cemetery?
Okay, so I had a friend who used to be, his dad was a pastor, you know, and they have their parsonage or, you know, their house by the church.
Right, yeah.
And there was a cemetery right next to it. So he's like, hey, let's camp out in the cemetery. I'm like, all right, that sounds fun. Well, it was freezing. There was literally frost on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in our sleeping bags by some tombstone from someone that had died years ago. And nothing happened. It was just boring.
It's just creepy at the same time.
Yeah.
I choose the cemetery because I enjoy doing, like, spending the night outside is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is enjoyable. Mm-hmm. As long as you're properly prepared.
Yeah.
Waking up and discovering there's frost on the ground.
And you were telling us earlier before the show that your kids have a habit of not sleeping through the night, right?
Right.
So
one in particular, the younger one.
Uh-huh.
Just still normal.
And sleeping in a cemetery.
Right.
Sleeping in a cemetery for you would be a nice, calming night's sleep for you, right?
Yeah.
It should be very peaceful.
You could see the birds and bats and stuff, as long as the mosquitoes are not too bad.
Now. Right.
I think I would choose a cemetery also, because I've walked around in the evening in a cemetery, and it's nice. it was still light enough where I could see the dates on the tombstones, and that just, to me, that's like history right there, and how exciting it is to see, look, that person was buried there in the 1800s, imagine what they lived through, and that kind of thing. So I see it from a historical standpoint. So I would choose a cemetery.
Mm-hmm. I would do cemetery. They don't scare me.
No.
I actually was walking through a cemetery earlier this week, actually.
Was that your geocaching?
That was my geocaching. There's oftentimes they'll hide them, you know, along the
edges. In a grave.
No, they don't do that.
Did you dig up a grave?
No, but I had to get some information.
No, but.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
I had to get information from a grave. That had the, you know.
So what'd you do? Like knock on the tombstone and hope they wake up and tell you?
Hey, what's it?
I have a few questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam sounds just like that.
Yeah. That's my impression of Adam.
Have you guys ever heard of the Villisca axe murder house in Iowa? It's a real.
It's supposed to be, yeah, I've heard of it.
House where there was a terrible murder by axe.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And people can stay there now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like, and I guess people, so many people have had spiritual,
paranormal
activity in the house. That it's a huge attraction. Like you have to make reservations months in advance to stay in this house.
I'll pass.
Wow,
that's a big
no for me. I'm going to show them the picture here. This, would you want to stay in that? I mean,
it's a creepy looking house.
It's a little tiny farmhouse.
Yeah, I think my grandma and grandpa's house is creepier than that, but they're still alive.
Okay, anyway. So we're about out of time.
Okay.
So I want to get one more question in here. Would you rather desperately want to sleep on a 6-hour plane flight but can't, or while taking a cross-country flight, sleep like a baby next to a person who sleeps with his head on your shoulder and drools heavily on your shirt? So basically, would you rather be so tired but you can't sleep, or would you be so tired that you can sleep but be drooled all over?
The second one.
You'd rather be drooled on?
Yeah, it's about the most. Yeah, the, anyway.
See, that, and that, I vote for the first one because I've done that before, and so I know, like, I know how to deal with that. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. Somebody drooling on me, I would go absolutely ballistic.
I would finally get some attention
out
from-
of the flight.
I would finally get some attention from someone, so that would be all right.
No, no, you wouldn't.
No.
I mean, I know you would like attention from the stewardesses, but it's not the good kind of attention.
Right. Yeah. Is it a male or female that's next to you?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, yeah, if it's a female drooling on me, I might. No, I probably wouldn't.
I would.
Anyway. Wow. This really took a different turn.
I know.
I did not expect
this. This surprises you, Jim?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
It's both. It's both.
So, I can't sleep on a plane anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's difficult. I don't see how people can just sit there.
I usually end up just drooling on myself.
Right.
Right.
I don't touch anybody.
Well, that's a normal occurrence for you anyways.
Yeah.
You guys, it's the Kit Kats.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. I love this song.
It is a good song, isn't it? He gets excited.
That's the most excitement I've ever seen about the end of the show.
This is it's the most energy any of us have displayed so far.
Yes.
Tonight.
We hope you enjoyed napping to Off on a Tangent this evening.
Yeah.
We
now
sure
go,
have.
Go seize the day.
And listen to the Kit Kats.
Yes. So. All right.
Well, on that note, we'll just leave it right there.
Yes.
I'm Captain Kirk.
I'm Adam.
I'm Justin.
Eric.
And we will see you guys. Hopefully, we'll be awake next week.
Yeah.
Next
we'll
week.
We'll try.
7 o'clock on
Saturdays
live.
We always try.
We try.
Yeah.
We try. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see you guys. Mm-hmm.